If only Guelph General Hospital had a gymnasium. GGH is no different than many hospitals across Ontario right now, having to look for alternative spaces to treat patients safely, with beds continuing to fill up. This, as hospitals continue to deal with historic vacancy levels in the healthcare job sector. Back in the early days of the pandemic, hospitals were tasked with creating a playbook for surge planning, or figuring out where to put patients. GGH said it's exploring options inside the hospital and dusting off said playbook. "We're looking at all options," said Melissa Skinner, Vice President of Patient Services and Chief Nursing Executive at GGH. "We're looking at some of our large meeting rooms. If we had a gym, that would be lovely, but we don't. We're looking at areas in the building that were formerly used as offices that we might be able to convert into a patient space. That work is definitely in progress because we know we want to have those spaces ready for the ability to use those spaces if we continue to see demand climb." The gymnasium reference comes from a report out of Ottawa, where its hospital has a gym as one of several temporary unconventional spaces to use, if needed, to care for patients. Skinner said the focus for GGH right now is on acute care patients needing care in the hospital. "Our partners in primary care are doing an outstanding job, our partners in the community, everyone is doing all the best that they can to keep their patients supported and well," she said. "But finding space is one thing. Another part of the equation is having the staff to provide the care, which has been a problem. We are more short-staffed than we have ever been," Skinner said. "It's particularly being felt in nursing." She said the hospital has 11 full-time registered nurse vacancies, and 37 part-time, probably double what we've seen historically. "Whether it's because of retirements, people leaving the industry or temporary vacancies because of maternity leave, it is a hole the hospital is continuously trying to fill. Recruitment efforts are ongoing, with vacancies also being seen with lab professionals and housekeeping. In the meantime, GGH created a new role in the hospital, a nursing support assistant, professionals tasked with supporting the hospital's more elderly patients. "We often assign the nursing support assistant to be one-on-one with some of our geriatric patients that may be confused or maybe they wander, or maybe they're a falls risk," Skinner said. "Those one-to-one staff interact with them, provide them with activities, look after some basic care needs for them and keep them company. It's really a focus on keeping those who are the most vulnerable safe." Workers only started 3 weeks ago, and Skinner said there has already been really positive feedback. "It's just the latest effort to introduce new staff to the hospital in a supporting role." GGH started bringing in personal support workers last November. And as much as they want to bring in more, Skinner admits there's a balancing act to play in doing that. "Everyone's looking for people," she said. "Every PSW that we hire is an incredible opportunity for us, but it means it's one less PSW in the community who maybe could be the one PSW that would help facilitate someone getting out of hospital and able to go home." She said they have to be careful, and ensure the healthcare system is working together, partnering with all stakeholders to ensure everyone is stable. "If there's no home care, and there's no supports in the community, then our patients are in the hospital and that's not where they need to be," Skinner said. "They need to be at home."